What links this
to this? How would you get here?
If you started here. Join me, Keris Matthews.
And me, Jeffrey Boachi.
For a new kind of music programme.
In which together we build a playlist.
Where each new song is linked to the last.
Through unexpected and revealing connections.
Add to playlist.
No algorithms included.
Coming soon to Friday nights on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry.
Now on Radio 4, it's the return of our Scandicom. Adam Ritchie stars as an Englishman abroad in a series of the comedy recorded entirely on location in Sweden.
Room for one more, Jeff.
Oh, thanks, Gunilla. They're delicious. Oh.
We're at Linda's parents for Shrove Tuesday, known in Sweden as Fett Tearsdagen, Fat Tuesday.
Mmm, this is my third.
Swedes don't do pancakes. Instead, they have semla. Cardamom buns filled with almond paste and whipped cream.
Mmm, word to your cardamoms.
Linda, translate. Trust me, it's not worth it.
You know, Jeff, I must tell you a story about semlor.
Yeah?
King Adolf Frederick, who ruled Sweden in the 18th century, he loved them so much, he once had 14 in one go.
14? Holy marzipan.
And he had already had lobster, caviar, champagne, sauerkraut, cabbage soup, smoked herring, and kippers.
Respect. So did he become a bit of a legend? King versus food?
No. Unfortunately, his stomach exploded, and he died in agonizing pain and regret.
Room for one more, perhaps?
Maybe not.
'Cause the cold Swedish winter is right outside, and I just want somebody to hold me through tonight. The cold Swedish winter.
The cold Swedish winter by Danny Robbins. Spring. It's been 3 years since Linda and I moved back to her hometown in the north of Sweden. The resolutely unpronounceable
Iksjö.
Bless you.
Really, still.
Our son, John.
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 Is now officially an Anglo-Swedish toddler. Brought up with a love and understanding of both cultures.
Can you say Marmite?
Zlatan.
Brexit.
IKEA.
No.
But the big news is, it's less than 6 months till we get married, for which the correct response is the popular Swedish expletive.
Vad fan!
You all right?
It's the semlor.
It's pretty sobering thinking I was only 11 creamy buns from death.
No, it's what they mean. When semlor comes, spring is near, and we still haven't found a wedding venue.
But it's hard with this little fella around.
Maybe we should cancel.
Linda, calm. Why don't we all go and see some venues this weekend?
Okay, but...
Yes, you can't cancel. Some of your English guests will have booked flights.
Yeah, and you've got your dress. They're not going to take it back with Marmite stains on.
What?
I was going to talk to you about that.
Uh-oh.
So, 3 whole days stuck in a car with your parents-in-law and a toddler.
Uh-huh.
Stopping only to have boring conversations about menus and napkins.
Ian, Linda is not the sort of person to get obsessed by napkins. God, she's just texting me about napkins.
I'm with my best mate and fellow expat Ian in our local coffee shop.
Hold on a sec.
What are you doing?
Making notes for my blog. I review all the semla I have. I've written, good buns, messy cream.
Try doing that as a Google search.
Can I make a serious point?
You have cream on your nose.
No. Mm-mm. Planning a wedding is a pointless waste of money.
Ian?
Hear me out. Sweden has one of the highest divorce rates in the world. 47% of marriages end. That's almost 1 in 2. So, statistically, either you or Linda will get divorced.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen.
I've been there, dude. We hired a big barn, threw a lavish party, even had a Swedish Elvis.
Swelvis?
Uh-huh, yeah. And don't get me wrong, it was great. But you spend a fortune, then 2 years later, you're arguing over the kids and the DVDs. I got shared custody in all the police academies.
Listen, Ian, Linda is the one for me. And by your maths, 53% of Swedish marriages don't end in divorce.
Clever.
So forever you and Marlin, there's a Sten and Gunilla, still going at it after 40 years. And that is what excites me.
Ugh, you're excited by your parents not going at it.
I didn't mean it like that. Don't write it down.
It's now or never. Come all be time.
Okay, I've made a spreadsheet of all the venues with my proposed itinerary.
Wow, how many pages?
Only 15. I've broken it down into different columns. Cost, toilet to guest ratio, napkins.
Oh, it's so good to be on the road. It reminds me of our honeymoon.
We couldn't afford to go abroad, so we borrowed Stan's parents' Volvo and drove to Stockholm.
42 years ago.
43, Stan. We are older than you think.
Oh, Mama, that sounds so romantic.
Oh, it was. The backseat saw a lot of action.
Oh, Stan. No ice on the road. Night and your hands.
This is going to be a long journey.
Tripping to Sweden. Come on, tripping to Sweden. Come on, tripping to
Sweden. We worked our way through Linda's exceedingly detailed spreadsheet, checking out hotels, country houses, restaurants, and hunting lodges.
Hey guys, our next stop is Rideholms slott. Slott means castle.
It turns out Swedes have a very different idea of what castle means.
Oh, there's no battlements, no moat. There isn't even a gift shop with fudge and wooden rulers with the kings and queens on.
We're social democrats. We don't do bling.
We were greeted by the owner, Margareta, a genuine Swedish countess.
So, där är då matsalen.
This is the dining room.
Ja, ser ni tavlorna?
Look at the paintings.
Det var en gåva. Till min förfader.
Your ancestor got them.
Från några norrmän han sköt.
From some Norwegians he shot.
Nice.
Nu måste jag berätta för er om Rydaholms slotts regler.
The Rydaholms slott rules.
Nummer 100.
Number 100.
Oh god.
Inga.
So basically it's no children.
No.
No people.
No.
Maximum of one bottle of wine per table.
Yes.
We've got to be out by 11.
Yep.
And no amplified music.
Yes.
Vill ni se vår älghuvudsamling?
Do we want to see the collection of stuffed moose heads?
Oh, run for it.
Säg det nu i kör. 1, 2, 3. Kära du, låt dig inte distraheras av oss. Du har nog att göra.
It was a nice slot.
It's just not us, Linda. Remember how we met? You dressed in neon club wear, me topless and oiled up, dancing on a podium.
Car.
That's right, buddy. Granddad's car.
Perhaps you are aiming too high. Gunilla and I got married in a simple barn.
Sorry. No car.
We were young and poor.
But happy. You know, Jeff, we had been together since we were 17.
Sorry.
16. You forget everything, Stan.
Ah, I don't forget you.
Name is Stan.
Laurie.
Laurie? Stan, there's a lorry coming!
I'm hitting it!
Whoops!
The search went on as we wended our way through the Swedish countryside, venue after venue. There was one place that looked promising, a picturesque campsite by a glistening lake.
So you like our little beauty spot?
It's amazing.
And you don't have any regulations about music or when we finish?
No. We're so relaxed. There's only really one thing, and that's no alcohol.
Sweden, Sweden,
is it just me, or do all Swedish venues have one thing in common? They're no fun!
It's our Lutheran past. We don't think you should have too much of a good time. It's like IKEA. You want a comfortable bed? Build it your bloody self.
Whoa, hold on, stop the car.
What is it?
Look, that big sign. Norvikens Viking Reservat.
Ah, yes. It is like a living history village. People dress up as Vikings.
You are shizzling me. Linda, can we fit into the itinerary? Please, please, please.
We have a spare 37 minutes in the schedule.
We can take John down to the beach to play.
And we'll go meet some Vikings.
Oh, be careful, though, Jeff. You know what Vikings did to Englishmen?
Linda and I entered the village through imposing wooden gates carved with runes and found ourselves face to bearded face with a giant in chainmail, holding an axe, a shield, and a chip and pin card reader.
Hello, it's 70 kronor each, please. Would you like the guided tour?
Yes, please.
I am the king here, Ragnar Bloddrickare, Ragnar the Blood Drinker, but you can call me Lars.
This is our main longhouse. We live just as the Vikings did, though obviously with modern health and safety. I am fully trained in first aid in case anyone accidentally drops a shield on their foot. A little joke. We are very careful.
You never poke yourself on a helmet?
Give yourself the horn.
Oh, no.
Did I say something wrong?
I get this all the time. It's one of the great myths about Vikings. We did not have horns on our helmets.
What?
You're kidding.
No. It all comes from a Wagner opera in the 19th century. The designer thought the helmets didn't look spectacular enough, so he puts horns on. Philistine.
This is blowing my mind. The Vikings weren't horny?
Sorry, Lars. You know, it's just horny means you won't have sex.
Oh, great. Another stereotype. You think all Vikings do is rape and pillage?
No, it's just...
Every single time, Vikings. It's all rape, 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 pillage, kill a monk, rape. Well, I'm sick of it. We were incredibly cultural, and we invented the comb.
I'm sorry.
I did not know that.
It's okay. I'm sorry, too. It's just, how would you feel if you walked down the street and someone shouted, Monk Killer!
It's very insensitive.
Some of my best friends are monks.
Lars led us outside to where a group of men looking like 9th century versions of the hairy bikers were constructing a longboat.
Heading to America?
No, we will burn it for the funeral of a brave warrior who drowned.
On a sea voyage?
Actually, he fell asleep in the bath.
Lars, this may be a silly question, but do you ever have weddings here?
Oh, yes. We have the ceremonies over there in the sacred grove.
The sacred grove?
Linda and I surveyed the scene. Stones carved with runes and a ring of trees festooned with the skulls of animals swinging in the breeze.
And right here you would dedicate yourself to Odin as you share a cup of mead.
So they do booze. Put that in the plus column.
Then we sing a traditional Viking chant. Odin, Odin.
And that's the music covered. Linda? Linda, come back.
I found Linda on the cliff, looking down over the beach. Don't do it!
It feels like we want very different things from this wedding. Do you ever think we're too different to get married?
Is that a serious question?
No, it just feels like we're on Mission Impossible.
Well, now that would be a wedding. We say our vows hanging off the back of a plane, though we might have to convert to Scientology.
As we rounded the hill above Norvikan Bay, we saw a cute wooden cafe bathed in unseasonal sun. John was asleep outside in his buggy, and Linda's parents sat at a table, hand in hand, eating semla.
I wake up and I wonder, the sky's never been clearer.
We've got to get married, Linda, because we have to end up like that.
Aww.
42 years.
43.
And they still hold hands. Oh, wait a minute. They're snogging.
Ew. Oh, my dad has cream all over his beard. I feel a bit sick.
Then the birds stopped singing. All the birds stopped singing.
We stayed that night in a youth hostel, and the next day hit the road again for another round of not quite right venues.
We like to think of it as not just your wedding, but also our folk dance display.
By lunchtime, we'd hit the outskirts of Stockholm. The city lay spread out in front of us in all its refined Nordic beauty.
The Venice of the North.
I thought that was Birmingham.
I'd forgotten how beautiful it is.
I never figured I like the Swedish cold. It's not my time of year. But now I'm happy just as long as I know my Stockholm sweetness near.
The first time I came to Stockholm was to see the Beatles.
No way!
I was a teenager, 1962. They played in Kungliga Tennis Hallen, the Royal Tennis Hall. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think it's yeah, yeah, yeah. It was
so exciting to see these Liverpoolian hipsters. I went with a girlfriend before you, Gunilla.
You knew girls before me?
Ah, I can't even remember her name. But it was a wonderful concert. I was right at the front. Paul McCartney looked me in the eye, leant over and sweated directly onto my face.
Here we go, John. A hotel.
This is our treat. It's where we stayed on our honeymoon.
Really, Papa?
All the famous people stayed here.
Stan's parents paid for it. It probably cost a week's wages for one night.
But we certainly got our money's worth.
Stan!
Please tell me we're not in adjoining rooms.
Sorry. Oh. So, tomorrow's a big day. We're going to take a boat to look at venues on the archipelago.
Archipelago.
But for now, my itinerary says... Free time!
Stan and I are here to look after John, so you two can relax. Please do something you enjoy.
No, that's not fair.
Don't argue with my wife. You want still to be together when you're our age? Let me give you a tip. A marriage is like a fire. Life's worries and cares, they're all the wind that tries to blow it out. But every time you do something together that reminds you why you fell in love, it's another log to keep the fire burning.
Thanks, Dan.
That's beautiful, Papa.
Also like a fire, you must every so often have a little poke.
Will you be my bonfire? Light me up with sweet desire. Never let me go, never let me go. Never let me go, never let me go.
We took them at their word and went out to paint the town red, Stockholm style. We did the girl with the dragon tattoo walking tour.
This is the house where Lisbeth Salander tied up her legal guardian and forcibly tattooed his stomach.
And in the evening, we dined at a hip and cripplingly expensive Nordic restaurant.
You have reindeer bone marrow confit with wild cloudberry coulis and a forest mushroom jus. We serve it accompanied by an iPod with the sounds of the Swedish wilderness on it.
These prices, I hope you get to keep the iPod.
We ended our night at a bar in Södermalm, Stockholm's Brooklyn, surrounded by Scandi hipsters.
I don't know if I've ever seen this many beards. And I once went to a Greek Orthodox ZZ Top convention.
I have a good feeling about tomorrow.
Mm.
Somewhere on the archipelago.
Archipelago.
We'll find our perfect venue.
Mm. Fancy another ruinously expensive craft beer?
Or we could just go back to the hotel and... feed that fire.
Oh, now you're talking. Burn, baby, burn.
Tied a ride to the happy end. It's me and my girlfriend. All I need in this life is me and my girlfriend. Me and my girlfriend.
Ring the alarm. I am sizzling.
Shh.
What number's our room?
266.
Oh, here we are.
Wait. Mama?
Oh, Linda. Jeff.
Mama, eat there. What's happened?
It's Stan.
Is he okay?
No. He has done a terrible thing.
Oh, God. He's killed someone, hasn't he? I always knew he would. The way he skins a moose.
No. It's worse. Murder I could forgive, but he's had an affair.
What?
Linda stayed with Gunilla, and I went to look for Sten. I found him in the hotel bar, drinking whiskey.
Sten?
Jeff.
You have some serious explaining to do. What the hell have you been playing at?
Look at the photo on the wall.
The bar's walls were covered in black and white photos. A who's who of celebrities that had stayed here over the years.
Bjorn Borg with a dwarf and a Dalmatian.
The one below.
I looked and I saw a picture of the Beatles sitting in this very bar.
That is what Gunilla discovered.
You had an affair with the Beatles?
No, you idiot. Look at the date on it.
1963.
Not 1962. I never could remember a date.
So...
In 63, I was with Gunilla. We had been together for 6 months. But I also kept another girlfriend. And it was her I took to the Beatles. I don't even remember her name. I'm so ashamed.
Hey, you were 16. And this was 50 years ago.
Oh, when it happened, does not matter. I... betrayed Gunilla. She has every right to be angry, and I must take my medicine.
I really think our marriage is over. And I'm so very sad.
Oh, Stan. Big guy. Please, it'll be okay.
I prayed I was right. As I sat there with Ringo staring reproachfully down, holding onto Sten's big bear paw of a hand.
You're squeezing quite hard.
It must have been.
Stan and Gunilla insisted on going ahead with our trip to the archipelago. But as the ferry set off through the still icy Baltic Sea, things were as frosty as our surroundings.
Are you sure you still want to take John?
Yes. We will not fight in front of him, will we?
No. I have no fight left.
What are we going to do, Jeff? My parents can't get divorced.
I know.
I knew what she meant. If Stan and Gunilla broke up, maybe Ian was right after all. His words echoed in my mind.
Good buns, messy cream.
The other ones.
47% of marriages end.
We saw a few venues, but our heart wasn't in it. Then we came to the last one on Linda's spreadsheet. Ham Krogan, the Harbour Tavern.
Hey, I'm Eric and this is Sylvie.
Hi, hi, welcome to our place. You're English, right?
Yeah. Sorry. Man, don't be. I love English stuff. I could eat Marmite all day.
Seriously? I love this guy.
Come on, let us show you around.
If I had to think of an opposite to Rita Holmes' slot, this was it.
Here's the jukebox.
It's mainly classic indie. I'm really into the Smiths and Joy Division.
And I love bands like the Pixies and Arcade Fire.
They're so cool.
That's a tequila bar. It can get a little wild.
And the stage? Do you have music sorted?
We're thinking either Swedish Elvis or a Viking choir.
No, we're really not.
We play with a band. I describe us as feel-good gypsy punk.
I love feel-good gypsy punk.
Me too, I think.
Cool! So the place would be yours to do what you like with.
No rules?
Hey, do we look like rules people?
They don't.
So, this is where we do the ceremony, looking out over the water.
I sometimes row the brides up here in my little rowing boat.
Wow, that's like my dream.
Look, this all seems perfect. I think we should just do the deal.
Yes.
Cool. Here's the brochure with all the info in it. And I'll go and get the contract.
They're incredible.
Let's see the brochure. It's got the prices. Oh my god.
Expensive?
No, look, 30,000 kroner.
Okay, so that's about 3 grand. That's actually amazing.
Maybe we finally found the right place.
Oh my god.
What?
That's per person.
So, guys, let's sign.
Run for it.
Money, money, money. Must be funny in the rich man's world.
The boat trip back was bleak.
That was it. Our last chance.
Could we charge the guests admission? At the hotel, we packed our things and prepared for the long drive back home.
We're passing Norrviken.
I'm starving. Can we stop at that beach cafe? We have to eat, right?
I suppose so.
It seemed a lifetime ago that we'd been here, watching a loved-up Sten and Gunilla play tongue hockey on the beach. The sun was gone, replaced by cold rain laced with melancholy.
Remember when you kissed me? Said you couldn't come nearer, and with every heartbeat,
it rained blood.
Quick, we're gonna get soaked.
Wait, Linda, look, down there.
On the beach, doing battle with the wind and rain, were a group of Vikings pushing a longboat out to sea.
Funeral.
They'll have a job getting it lit.
In the distance, just audible, was the sound of burly bearded men sadly singing a Viking lament. It felt horribly prophetic.
Here, I bought Simla for everyone. Sometimes you need a bit of almondy, creamy, cardamomy badness to cheer you up.
Tack, Jeff.
Where's your dad?
He's calling my brother to see if he can stay with him.
Anders was a little shocked.
I got you a semla, mate.
Tack, Jeff. I remember the last time we ate these, I was so happy.
God. Well, here's to King Adolf Frederick, eh?
Papa?
Anders Hjalsen.
He has semla stuck in his throat.
Oh my God, he's going blue.
Do something.
What?
I felt panic and a profound regret that instead of doing my Heimlich manoeuvre badge at Scouts, I'd nicked off to the cinema to watch Home Alone.
You hit him in the face with a swinging paint can.
But then, from the corner of my vision, came a blur. A big, bearded, burly blur, covered in fur and chainmail, grabbing Sten in a hearty hug, and then, with a fierce battle cry, dislodging the offending semla.
Lars, thank Odin!
I just came in to warm up after the funeral. Glad the first aid training came in helpful.
Oh man, you're a hero.
Oh, tusen takk. Du räddade mitt liv.
Det var inget. You see, Vikings aren't all bad. We actually invented spectacles.
I did not know that.
Sten had avoided a trip to Valhalla. And there was one person more grateful than any other.
Sten, oh, min älskling, min gubbe. Oh, I thought I was going to lose him. Made me realize I cannot live without you.
But what about the affair?
Oh, it's like the Vikings. Ancient history.
I know a place so I can go and you can get back on your feet, boy.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Ian.
Ian.
How was the trip?
We didn't find a wedding venue, but my dad's alive and he's back with my mum.
Ah, yes, I heard about that. I actually have my own D-I-V-O-R-C-E issues right now. Marlin is fighting for custody of Police Academy 7 mission to Moscow.
So, can we help you?
Ian wants to show us something.
Yep, hop in the car. It's not far.
Baby in your dream.
Here it is, where Marlin and I signed our hellish pact.
A barn?
It's not just any barn.
Oh, look, it's a loop.
Look, that's the stage, the bar, and the jukebox.
Classic indie?
Actually, it's more Ace of Base.
So, what do you reckon?
I like it, but Ian got divorced. Isn't that a bad omen?
Yeah, I was thinking that. Until I saw this. Look, on one wall there were lots of carvings. The names of all the brides and grooms who got married there over the years. At the top.
Sten and Gunilla Andersson.
1963.
Okay, I'm sold.
Woohoo!
Sorry. No. Listen, Marlin. I will trade you an extra day with the kids for Police Academy 5 assignment Miami Beach.
Here's to the 53%.
Cold Swedish Winter was created and written by Danny Robbins. It starred Adam Richards as Jeff, Sisla Ben as Linda, Anna-Lena Bergelin as Gunilla, Thomas Oredsen as Stian, Danny Robbins as Ian, Andre Wikström as Lars, and Frank Pitcher as John. The other parts were played by Cecilia Nilsson, Isak Jansson, and Thomas Eriksson. The producer is Frank Sterling, and it's a 7 Digital production for BBC Radio 4.
On Front Row this evening, the American screenwriter, director and producer David Chase, best known for the HBO drama The Sopranos, which ran from 1990.